Hi, I'm Nathan Scott, and in the studio with me now to talk about tax prep is Sarah Johnson. She's the co-founder and COO of the Cash Campaign of Maryland. Had her in last year to talk about this issue. Thought it was time for a refresher. Sarah, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me, Nathan.
So last year, you had just merged two smaller cash campaign organizations into the larger Cash Campaign of Maryland. This is one organization to serve the entire state. Can you tell me a little bit about a year into things, how that process has gone, and if you've learned anything in the past year to better approach serving low-income families this year?
Yeah, sure. Well, so the name CASH stands for Creating Assets, Savings, and Hope, so that has not changed. And it's really wonderful being a statewide organization. I think by merging our two smaller programs, we're really able to work in a more unified way to try and serve all of Maryland. We're really fortunate because we work as a coalition, and we did previous, that we actually feels like things have been going really smoothly in terms of bringing new coalition partners on to be able to serve more people across the state. Last year, we served over 22,000 households with tax preparation and about 7,000 households through financial education and coaching. We're really excited to continue our reach to really try and promote financial capability for all people in Maryland.
And this is something, too, that should be on people's radar already. It may still be February, but it's only about a month and a half until taxes
are officially going to
be due. And there's new tax legislation in place. It's taking effect this year. So however you did your taxes last year, there may be changes to your forms that you might not be aware of going in this year. If you're a low-income family, if you need that assistance, Cash Campaign is there to help with that. Can you tell me, for low-income families who are looking for tax assistance, what are some of the barriers that they may run into in getting that help that they need?
Well, so I think there's a couple of things people need to keep in mind. First of all, you have options, and we hope that you will choose us. So we are a free tax preparation organization. We've been doing free tax preparation in the Baltimore metro area for 18 years, and we have about 15 sites in the Baltimore metro area. So people can go to our website, which is bemorefreetaxes.org. To find a site near them. And so you mentioned barriers, and I think one of the challenges is there's a lot of for-profit shops that pop up during tax time. And so people might be tempted to file their taxes at one of these locations. And I think part of what we want to make sure people understand is buyer beware. Make sure that these folks are certified. Make sure that these folks are doing a good job. I can guarantee you at the Cash Campaign of Maryland at our tax sites and those being run by our partners, they are all certified. We are an IRS certified program. And so everyone who provides taxes at our through our organization has to go through 14 to 18 hours of testing around tax law, around learning how to use the software. They have to pass an IRS exam to be certified. And they've got to do this every single year to be certified to do this work. And so we really make sure that quality is an important piece of what we deliver to the people in our community.
And one of the ways that I think about this is similar to other seasonal businesses that pop up, whether that's fireworks around the 4th of July or costumes around Halloween, which is not to say that within the people who do tax prep only around this time of year, that there are not people who know what they're doing. But with Cash Campaign, because of the tests that you mentioned, you have the guarantee of quality and correctly trained people going in rather than having to try and figure everything out depending on the organization.
Yeah. And it's important to know, too, that, we're using software that the IRS helps, provides for us. We are electronically filing just like the big box stores. We have quality review that's happening with every single tax return. We have the IRS that also comes and visits our tax sites and make sure that we're compliant. So there's a lot of things that are in place to make sure that things are going well. And we have a higher accuracy rate, actually, than for-profit shops.
So one thing I think I saw recently is that you added a couple locations from last year. Is that true?
We added one location in Baltimore County. And so that is at the Randallstown Public Library. We actually also added another site with Loyola University. So they're a new tax site with us as well this year. So it's really exciting to have some new partners joining us into the campaign and helping to train students and really providing more access in the community.
So students will be participating in this. What's the value of having students from those universities, I'm assuming, interacting with those low-income families? How is the partnership with the colleges better serving the need?
Well, so I think it's really important for students to have an opportunity to learn about tax law. A lot of the students that volunteer with us are actually hoping to become accountants. And so this is a great experience for them just to have hands-on practical experience, I think, doing taxes. I think the additional benefit of working with people who might be different than them, or frankly, people that are the same as them, right? I mean, not all students are high income, for sure. A lot of students are trying to make it go on a small income. So I think they actually have a lot in common with the people that are coming through. But they also learn a little bit about how to promote assets and savings, which, as you know, is in our name. And so at tax time, we don't just it's not just one transaction. It's really about making sure that people know about other opportunities to build their wealth. And so we want to make sure people know that they should take advantage, for example, of direct deposit. They should take advantage of splitting part of their refund into a savings account. They should think about purchasing U.S. savings bonds or putting some of their money into a savings account so we can help them open. You know, Baltimore City is one of the top unbanked or underbanked cities in the country. So there's a lot of people who are using check cashers or just walking around with cash or sort of using other services that are not very safe to protect their money. And your tax refund for people that are coming to our tax sites, for many of them, is one of the biggest paychecks they're going to get all year. So people are getting this big windfall of money. We want to make sure that they know what to do with it and think about opportunities to really leverage this moment for them to be able to do things with it for their future and for their kids' future. And so that's really part of our mission. So it's not just tax preparation. We think taxes are important. It's a it's an important moment, but there's other things we can leverage through the tax preparation process.
And this is something, again, that distinguishes you from the pop-up tax preparation sites around this time of year, is that you're not just focusing on the refund or focusing on the specific forms to fill out, but the financial lifestyle and the financial decisions that are surrounding the entire process to better prepare people to move forward. I feel like it's a good time to stop and ask, you know, for anyone who may be wondering what exactly a low-income family is. That's, you know, low kind of depends on perspective, where you feel that falls. Where do you draw the line? At what point can you start taking advantage of cash campaign services?
So the eligibility, the IRS actually sets the income guideline for us. And so we serve individuals or families that made $55,000 or less last year. I will say our average income for the our household income is around $20,000. But we can serve anyone who made up to $55,000. And so that's for a household or individual.
And are there, you know, we talked about different barriers to learning about taxes earlier. Are there any issues that people face in getting to, you know, the location to use your services? Are there any ways that they can use them without having to go to a physical location?
We try and make our services as available as possible, but we also know that people have the capacity sometimes to do their own taxes. And so we want to make sure people know about filing their own taxes for free. So if you go to our website, cashcampaign.org, if you go there, cashmd.org, you're going to see that there's links on the website where they can take advantage of free tax preparation software. So they just click on the link, and we're part of what's called the Free File Alliance. And so there's several different software companies that allow you to do your taxes for free. There are income eligibility for those as well. So click on the links to find the one that might work for you. But TurboTax, for example, H&R Block, those other big box stores and big companies do allow access to their software for free for people who are income eligible.
All right. One other thing that's important to ask, if you are looking to take advantage of the services offered by Cash Campaign at one of their physical locations, which, you know, I happen to prefer. The web is great for a lot of things, but when it comes to something as important as managing your finances, I think having that you know, one-on-one connection really makes a big difference. What are some of the documents or other certain papers that people should have with them in order to keep things as smooth as possible?
So the first thing people should do is call for an appointment. Our scheduling line is open Monday through Friday, and then people can call 410-234-8008 to make an appointment, or they can go online to bemorefreetaxes.org. A map will pop up, as I mentioned. They can scroll around and find an appointment or a site nearest you to make an appointment. So that's really the most important thing, because all of our sites are appointment-based. We don't take walk-ins. So make sure you do that so that you have your appointment set, and then make sure you gather all the documents that you're going to need to file your taxes. So your Social Security card, your W-2s or 1099s from any employment that you've had. Hopefully people have received those in the mail by now. If you haven't, you should definitely talk with your employer. Make sure it hasn't gotten lost in the mail. Make sure it's not waiting in the HR office for you somewhere. But you're going to need those documents. If you had any childcare expenses, make sure you gather the name of your childcare provider and their their tax ID information, so you can get deductions for those type of expenses. If you had mortgage on any of those kind of documents, it should say tax document enclosed. You know, it's usually stamped right on the front.
Right.
If you have a bank account or credit union account that you'd like to have a refund direct deposited, bring a voided check or bring a check with you so we can get the routing information off of that. Anything else that just looks tax related, to be honest. I mean, anything that you think thinks, well, I don't know if I can write this off. I don't know if this applies to my taxes. Just put it in the pile and bring it down. We have a full list of everything, all the documents that you need to bring with you on our website. Again, that's bemorefreetaxes.org. So if you go there, again, you can schedule an appointment, look at all the eligibility criteria, and look at a list of the documents that you need to bring.
And this is something, again, where, you know, hearing the whole list of things that you might need, it can sound a little overwhelming. But first of all, not every person is going to need every single document. It's going to depend on your situation.
Right. Yeah.
And the website, as you just mentioned, has the resources available to be able to tell what you need to bring with you. And that way, walking in, you can be as well prepared as possible, and you can make the process as smooth and easy to deal with as possible.
That's right.
If you're just tuning in, my name is Nathan Scott, and I'm speaking with Sarah Johnson, the COO, as well as the co-founder of Cash Campaign of Maryland. Cash, in this case, standing for Creating Assets, Savings, and Hope, serving low-income families with a lot of financial tips and advice, planning, the like, but specifically this time of year, tax preparation. Mm-hmm. You have an event coming up. It's going to be on March 30th that deals with those sorts of issues. It's called Money Power Day.
Yep.
Can you tell me a little bit about Money Power Day, what it is, and who you'd like to attend?
Yeah. Money Power Day, this is our 14th year offering Money Power Day. And I think what's important for people to know about Money Power Day is it's free and it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
We really try and make sure that we talk about this as a one-stop shop for your finances. This is that tune-up that we know everybody's thinking about. You may have questions about your finances. You may be thinking about starting a business. There's all kinds of things people think about when it comes to their money. And so we try and pack as much as we can in one day. And if you want to learn more, you can go to our website, so moneypowerday.org. Or if you go to our website, cashmd.org, you can find out more information about the event. But we have workshops going on that day around planning for your legacy. And we have things around starting a small business, growing your small business. We have wonderful exhibitors there that are there to help you think about your credits. So you can actually pull your free credit report and get a score and sit down and work with someone around credit counseling that day. We also have pro bono financial planners that will be there that day. So if you'd like to think about your financial future and how to plan for your future, you can sit down and have a one-on-one session for free with a financial planner. So it's just packed with everything you can think of. And we also, of course, have something for the kids. There's a youth zone there, a kids zone there with a lot of fun activities and educational activities around their finances.
So, you know, this being your 14th annual event, what's turnout been like in previous years?
We average between 800 and 1,000 people coming every year. So it's always very exciting. It's, again, an energy-packed day. There's a lot of fun. It starts at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. It's at Poly Western Campus. So we, I don't know if folks are listening, if they are familiar with the school, but there's plenty of free parking. It's close to a lot of free public transportation. And we use the cafeteria downstairs of both Poly and Western. And we fill that place up with 50-some exhibitors. And it's important to know that this is no selling zone. So you're not going to go here and get sold a bunch of products. We vet everybody that comes in to make sure that you're there just to get good, high-quality information about your finances. So homeownership, around your credit, tax preparation, obviously. So any questions you may have around energy assistance, any of those type of things, we have all those exhibitors there. We have a wonderful main stage with activities happening and wonderful inspirational speakers about finances that'll be happening during the day. Again, I mentioned the workshop tracks will be happening all day as well. And then it's really action oriented. So you can come here and really like think about your business plan and get advice on it, right? That we have a whole section that's really on just small business. It's called the Small Business Zone. We'll have a competition that'll be happening that day where you can actually what we call pitch your side hustle. We have it for both for youth this year for the first time, which is going to be really exciting. So if you have an entrepreneurship idea, it's a place to come in, pitch your idea and perhaps win. We've got gift cards and gift baskets and people that are in the small business arena that will be there judging. So it kind of makes it fun with a little competition and some prizes to win as well. So any entrepreneurs listening should think about attending Money Power Day on March 30th.
And if I understand correctly, you also, as part of this particular, not the day, but just small business planning in general, you have a partnership with Enoch Pratt Free Library and Baltimore County Public Library. What's your involvement with them?
Well, so we have a whole curriculum around around your small businesses, particularly mm-hmm. around folks who are in the gig economy or just small businesses in general. But we've seen a real rise of this with the gig economy where people are they're hustling, right? Like they're mm-hmm. trying to do what they can to turn their businesses into a bigger business or their side jobs into a bigger business. And they often don't understand some of the tax liabilities and what they even should be tracking. So it's really around record keeping, which is a real fundamental piece to getting business loans, showing that you're a good steward of your finances. And so we have some curriculum around that that we'll be offering both through the library and then at Money Power Day as well. So we try to do our part really within the spectrum of the tax side of our work and around supporting small businesses.
And the initiative at the library is taking place over the course of several weeks. But mm-hmm. Money Power Day, if you want to get all this stuff in one place,
that's right.
Again, you have the workshops, the Small Business Zone, Credit Cafe. And that's the other thing, too, which is that you have things for your kids to do while you're taking advantage of all this information. Can you tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind this? 14 years running, there had to have been a moment where you realized that people were not either taking advantage of resources that they had or didn't know that they had them.
Yeah, this idea hatched in partnership, as most of our ideas do, with other folks, actually other financial institutions that thought, there's mm-hmm. no way for us to sort of get to know people in the community in a more personal way. And so, Cash has always been very community minded and really connected into delivering our services in the community. And so we thought, why not make finances more accessible instead of people walking into a brick and mortar bank or credit union? Why don't we make it fun and accessible for people? And so we have really wonderful bank partners. You'll see them and financial institution partners listed on our flyer. Mm-hmm. And those are people, many of whom have been on our planning team with us since the beginning. And it's really unique because these are both banks and credit unions and different sort of partners that work together on producing Money Power Day every year. Mm-hmm. So we're just really proud that after 14 years, this event continues to grow and that every year come the late winter, early springtime, you can think about Money Power Day that'll be there to help you with your finances. Our doors open at 9 a.m. It's always a busy rush to get in, but please know that it's free. We're there all day until 3 p.m. at Poly Western High School. So please come and see us on March 30th.
So having taken place for 14 years, what are some of the most surprising stories or interesting experiences that you personally have had being a part of this event?
We've had some people who've come to the Pitch Your Side Hustle event, for example, mm-hmm. that we've really seen grow as entrepreneurs, which has been really great. What I think is so interesting is year after year, some people, there's a core group that are like Money Power Day groupies that come every year. And they say they come every year because they want to get their credit checked. Mm-hmm. And they know it's a time where if they have any financial questions, they can get everything done in one place. And we love it. We love to see them, their kids coming year after year and growing and learning how they're just really investing in their yeah. in their knowledge and their learning. And so it's really wonderful to see that they're also bringing their neighbors with them. They're telling people, members of their church, to come. So please take advantage. This isn't just sort of a low income issue, right? I think as we saw with the recent government shutdown, even moderate and even higher income families are living paycheck to paycheck. So I think mm-hmm. the idea of people who are poor just are the ones who have to learn about how to take care of their money, I hope that myth is being busted, that Money Power Day is really about empowering everyone, no matter what your income spectrum, around how you can really improve your financial knowledge and take advantage of things you may not know about that are out there to help you save money, protect your money, grow your money. That's really what this event is about.
And how important is having that level of financial knowledge, whether that's having the knowledge yourself or knowing how to use the resources to get from point A to point B with investing or mm-hmm. small business loans, that sort of thing? How important is that to the health of a community in general?
I think having the knowledge is really important, but being able to then put it into action is another piece of this, right? So we want to make sure people have the information, but it has to be timely. And so if you're not in the mode that you're going to buy a house in the next 10 years, you don't need to be taking a homeownership workshop. That's not for you. Mm-hmm. And so we want to really, and that's why I think we try and pack so many of these resources, credit, small business, the Workforce Center, I forgot to mention earlier, will be there too to help you mm-hmm. around building your resume. We have attorneys that'll be there if you're having problems with foreclosure. So we know that's part of why we pack so much in the event, because people are on a spectrum of what they need to know and where they are in terms of their next steps with their finances. So we want to make sure we have everything available, from people who might just be opening their first bank account to people who are ready to sit down with a financial planner and think about how they're going to make a plan to get their kid have their college paid for, right? And they need advice around that. So we want to really make sure we have everything for kids, from college savings accounts, plans, all that kind of information to starting a business. So it's all there on March 30th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. We really hope people will come out and take advantage of these free services.
And just again, you just said it, but as a reminder, this is free, and even better, it's all vetted. So you can,
and it's fun.
You can rely on the fact that, you know, this information that you're getting, it's going to be accurate information. It's going to be information that you can rely upon and that you can use to better plan for a stable financial future. Cash Campaign had a very eventful past year, what with the merger and the 14th Money Power Day just coming up. Again, that's March 30th. What are some of the ways that you would like to see Cash Campaign of Maryland grow in the next several years?
Well, so some of the work that we see on the horizon, I mentioned the issue around under or unbanked in Baltimore City. That certainly is an issue across the state. And so one of the things we hope to be working on in the next year or two is really on addressing the unbanked issue. So you'll be hearing from more from us on that. We're doing a lot around this world of integration. And so I think we want to make sure that where people are going or where they're interfacing with municipal or city governments, how are they getting support around their finances too? And so what can we do? There's a lot of models around financial empowerment centers nationally. And so what can we be doing across the state to make sure that people have access when they walk into a workforce center, for example, that they also have the opportunity to work on their credit, work on budgeting? We know, for example, in the educational system, you know, there is an obligation in the state for people to have access to financial education, but I'm sure there's more that people would say should be done, right, with youth. And so those are some of the things that we have on our horizon. And, of course, the Earned Income Tax Credit, really making sure that we're expanding the EITC for younger workers and for childless workers is some of the policy work that we're doing in Annapolis. So, so we really care about making sure that there's policies in place that really promote work and promote financial capability for families.
And, you know, a lot of this discussion has been spent talking about people who may need to use your services, who, you know, need that knowledge and are looking for someone to help them get it. But is there any way for people who feel proficient with this sort of thing, whether that be accounting or, you know, just being good people? I'm sure there's a better way to say that, but that's what I came up with. Is there any way for people to get involved to help from the organizational side of things?
We welcome everyone to come and volunteer with us. Now, it's too late to be a tax volunteer, but there's always next year. And we also have a financial coaching program. So if anyone listening is interested in working on a financial goal, they can go to the Maryland Cash Academy and find out when they can come and register to become a cash coach, either if you want to volunteer to be a coach or if you'd like to receive financial coaching, you can do that too. But we, every year in the Baltimore area, we recruit, train, and certify over 200 tax volunteers. And so that recruitment starts around October or November every year. And then we actually do the training in January, right before tax season starts. So we really encourage people, if you're interested in becoming a volunteer, please go to our website, cashmd.org, and you can volunteer there. You can register to volunteer there. And if you're outside of the Baltimore listening area, we do have volunteer opportunities with some of our statewide partners as well.
So one final question that I would like to ask is just, if you had to convince someone who's listening, they may be on the fence about, you know, kind of stepping out of their comfort zone, opening up their finances, which can be a very personal thing, to who is in someone who's in essence a complete stranger, what would you tell them to let them know that this is the right decision and that this will make their life better in the long run?
Well, so taxes are something that everyone needs to file, right, if you've had income. And so what I would say is, please know that we're here to help in a trusted way. We've been around for 18 years doing this. And so this isn't just some fly-by-night thing that we decided to do. And a lot of the shops that pop up in these neighborhoods are, they're gone, right? After tax season, they close up shop. So if you have an issue with the IRS or if you have a tax question later on, they're not there to help you. And we're here. We have a location downtown Baltimore. We have all year staff that are tax accountants that are ready to help if an issue comes up later on. And so we really see ourselves as part of the community. And so we want people to know that they can trust us and trust our partners with their personal information. We take that very seriously to make sure that people are getting the services that they need and also getting referrals to other services if they have other questions. So we're really here to help you around.
And if people would like to get in contact with the organization or find out more about whether it be the tax prep or Money Power Day, what are some of the best ways to get in contact?
Yeah. So for free tax preparation, please, please, please make an appointment. Mm-hmm. So call 410-234-8008, or you can go to bemorefreetaxes.org to make an appointment or find out all the information of needed documents and where your tax appointment might be, all that good stuff. So bemorefreetaxes.org is all the tax information. For Money Power Day, it's moneypowerday.org is where all the information is listed there. Again, that event is coming up on March 30th. Doors open at 9 a.m. and we'll be going strong till 3 p.m. at Poly Western High School campus.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Nathan.
Got a couple more websites to remind you of. Again, if you'd like to do your own free taxes, the website is bemorefreetaxes.org. To find out more about Money Power Day, that website, moneypowerday.org. If you'd like to find out about either of these things or just the cash campaign in general, that website is cashmd.org. My thanks again to Sarah Johnson of Cash Campaign for coming in, along with Jason Gallion and Dr. Sharon Stowers earlier in the show from Harvard Community College. I'm Nathan Scott, and until next time, have a great day.